Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Football Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and also streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. You could also get at me on the TikTok, at The Zach Gelb Show. Whole lot to do today. We will be joined by Ariel Epstein at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time. She'll do some NFL picks with us. And then at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, senior college football writer from The Athletic, Ralph Russo, will be joining the show. How about last night? How about that Joe Flacco? Unbelievable. Old man Joe was not sleepy last night as Joe Flacco opened up a can of whoop-ass on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, maybe not a can of whoop-ass, but final score was 33-31. But still, you get the point. And this is the same old Steelers. And people will say, oh, Zach, what do you mean by that? The same old Steelers is winning Super Bowls. The same old Steelers is having a great defense. Yeah, that's how we knew of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But ever since 2017, what have the Steelers been? When their offense is good, their defense stinks. When their defense is good, their offense stinks. And I said this heading into the season. When people are salivating over the older players on the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, I said, I understand there were some injuries last year in Pittsburgh, but did you watch that Steelers defense down the stretch? Did you watch the Steelers defense in a playoff game? I couldn't sit here and say that the Steelers defense was great heading into the season. I couldn't. But could it be good? Well, I'll have to wait and see. But last night, you let Joe Flacco in his second game with the Cincinnati Bengals look unbelievable. Ja'Marr Chase, he got it going. T. Higgins, he got it going. But you know what the most damaging thing? I have Chase Brown in my fantasy football team. I don't think there's been a player, even though it hasn't really been his fault, the offensive line sucks in Cincinnati. But I haven't been more disappointed with the fantasy football draft pick than Chase Brown. I thought Chase Brown was going to have a mega season. And why did I think that? All right, you got Joe Burrow, right, in theory at the quarterback position. You got Ja'Marr Chase. You got T. Higgins. You even got Andre Yosevash. You got some solid tight ends. There's so many pieces to be concerned with on the Cincinnati Bengals offense. Why? Because they have a bevy of options. So I thought Chase Brown was not only going to eat, I thought he was going to eat inside the 20 when you get inside the red zone. Well, here's the most damaging statistic last night if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Chase Brown, who has really done nothing this year, he had 11 carries last night. Only 11 carries for 108 yards. He had 9.8 yards per carry. In his previous games this season, 21 carries for 43 yards, 16 carries for 47 yards, 10 carries for 3 yards, 10 carries for 40 yards, 8 carries for 27 yards, 9 carries for 42 yards, and you let him smack you in the mouth last night on 11 carries for 108 yards. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers defense, is a bunch of bullcrap. The steel curtain is dead when you allow Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Flacco, old man Joe Flacco, carve you up and go belt to ass for 470 yards. These are who the new Pittsburgh Steelers are. This is who they've been since 2017. Whenever the offense is good, which it was last night, the defense blows. Whenever the defense is good, the offense is inept. So last night, Aaron Rodgers was looking like vintage Aaron Rodgers, extending the play with his legs, firing the ball down the field. The Steelers' offense, if you would have told me last night they had 31 points, I would have said how many points did they win the game by. But the defense was incompetent last night. And not only was the defense incompetent, this head football coach in Mike Tomlin, can he win a Thursday night game on the road? No! And the guys have won a playoff game since the 2016 season. So these are who the Steelers are. The Steelers last night, they reconfirmed to me that even after their impressive 4-1 start and the AFC being wide open, right there for the taking, that the Steelers are a bunch of hogwash football players. That's what they are. Like, that's what they are. They're a hogwash team where you look at them and you say, okay, the Steelers, are they going to have a good record at the end of the year? Yes. Will they win the AFC North at the end of the year? Most likely, yes. Are they going to be in a Super Bowl? Heck no. And you have to be the dumbest person in the world to get in front of a microphone today and say, oh, you think the Pittsburgh Steelers have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. What the Steelers Super Bowl is now is just winning a playoff game. And they haven't done so since the 2016 season. If they get one Super Bowl victory, if they get one playoff victory this year, that would be their equivalent of winning a Super Bowl. And it's kind of sad. Because, right, whether it was Terry Bradshaw or whether it was Big Ben or whether it was Jerome Bettis and Franco Harris, right, all these legendary names, Mean Joe Green, that you are accustomed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Hines Ward, you go on and on and on and on and on with the legends that are associated with this franchise. And don't get me wrong, they have a lot of damn good players. And if you were, I don't know, in Cincinnati, if you were in Cleveland, if you were in some other places around the NFL, Jacksonville, and you've consistently been in the playoffs, right? And you have consistently made Pro Bowls, and you've consistently been in the wild card, like those franchises, that's all bueno. When you're a Pittsburgh Steeler, though, it's like being a New York Yankee, right? You could have one of the great seasons, but if you don't get the job done in the postseason, what does it matter? And you know, I didn't think I'd go to the Yankees here, but look at Aaron Judge, right? Aaron Judge, one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. What is going to be the dark cloud hovering over Aaron Judge? You're on the Yankees. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Derek Cheetah, number two, Derek Cheetah. You know, you go through all these Yankee greats, Mariano Rivera. Heck, even A-Rod has a ring. But you go through them, and what's the difference? Well, they have rings, you don't. Look at T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is one of the best defensive players in the history of the NFL. He's one of the best players in the NFL right now. But when your offense allows 470 yards, when you, right, have seen an organization not win a playoff game since the 2016 season, you're a part of that standard. And T.J. Watt, right, do they love him in Pittsburgh? Absolutely. Is T.J. Watt a first ballot Hall of Famer? Absolutely. But T.J. Watt has never won a playoff game, folks. He got to the Steelers in 2017. So I look at the Steelers organization right now, and they're a bunch of paper tigers. That's what they are. Right? They're a team that's going to go win their 10, 11, 12 games this year, right? People are going to be like, oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. He's phenomenal. Oh, DK Metcalf. He's great. Oh, TJ Watt's one of the best players in the league. Oh, Cam Hayward's still going strong in his old age. Right, Mike Tomlin, is this going to be the year? And you know what's going to happen. You know, could they win a playoff game this year? Yeah. But are they going to win? Let's say they're not the number one seed. Are they going to win wild card weekend, division round weekend, and conference championship weekend to get to the Super Bowl? No. Even if they are the number one seed, do you believe they'll win division round weekend and conference championship weekend? No. Because we've seen this story with the Steelers for the last 7-8 years. They don't win in the postseason when it matters. Their defense doesn't show up when it matters. If the defense does show up, then the offense doesn't show up when it matters. This is the most uneven seesaw that I have seen in the NFL for the last 7-8 years. Right? Offense is great last night. The defense, though, takes their big foot out, steps on the seesaw, and Aaron Rodgers and company, they go flying like a little piggy. Whee! And they crash. And we've seen it other years with a defense. Oh, yeah, it's a steel curtain. And then you have a bunch of slappies on the offensive side of the ball, and the defense steps on it, and then the offense goes, whee, right? We've seen it all over the place. Goes the same way. Like, they are never on the same page. When the defense is great, the offense sucks. When the offense is great, like last night, the defense sucks. That's what happens here. And it's the same damn story over and over. Like, have you ever had a favorite movie? And you sit down and you watch the movie. And when you watch the movie, you're there on the edge of your seat with a big bowl of popcorn, right? You got all the butter all over your fingers. You got your blanket all covered up on you. And you're sitting there watching the movie and you're on the edge of your seat. And you're eating the popcorn. Just shoving the popcorn. And eating all the popcorn. And then you're sitting there saying, oh, is the movie going to end differently this time? And you think to yourself that the movie's going to end differently this time. And then the movie ends and you go, oh yeah, that's how the movie ends. You know, I used to do that. When the Patriots used to win Super Bowls, they used to have those documentaries. I'd be sitting there at the edge of my seat. And I'm like, oh, is Adam Vinatieri going to make this kick? Of course he does. Right? Or when they would show the unfortunate lowlights going up against the Giants. Yeah, maybe David Tyree's not going to catch the ball this time. Right? It's like, we know how it ends. And I understand there's new chapters to be written. I understand there's new chapters to be authored. But with TJ Watt and Mike Tomlin, those two guys together, they don't win playoff games anymore. They don't. And last night was basically a microcosm of what it's been for the Steelers as of late. Huh. Look at Aaron Rodgers. He was balling last night. I'm sitting there saying, oh, it must be a rough night to be Aaron Glenn, and you have to watch Aaron Rodgers open up a can of whoop-ass on the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, this bet that I have, it's going to hit. It's going to hit. You know, I did have Jamar Chase anytime touchdown. We got one. The other one that we didn't get, though, was the Steelers laying 5.5 points. But the offense did their part. And Aaron Rodgers still almost bailed your ass out at the end of the game if you're a Steelers fan, because he could throw the ball like 65 yards in the air, and he gave him a chance to go catch a Hail Mary. But the offense was good. The defense was trash. And I've seen it the other way with this organization, where the defense is great, and then the offense is trash. They never get on the same page. And you just need, when the offense is a game, having a game like that last night, the defense would just be serviceable. The defense would just have a pulse. And they're not able to do so. 470 yards. 470 yards. That is what the Cincinnati Bengals did to the Steelers. I said, come over here, Steelers defense. Belt ass. That's what they did. They smacked that ass. And they dominated you. But that's the Steelers' way now. This great organization, it used to be about winning Super Bowls. It used to be about great defense. It used to be about an organization where you actually believe you could win it all each and every year. Now you walk into a Steelers season, you say, okay, who's the quarterback? Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers this year. Oh, he's playing well. And the defense stunk last night. And then we've seen it as well the other way, where the defense plays great, and then the offense is incompetent. They're never on the same damn page. This seesaw is unbelievable. It'd be like if Samter and I got on the seesaw. I'd sit my fat ass down, and Samter, like the little piggy, would go flying in the air. Whee! That's what would happen. And that's who the Pittsburgh Steelers are. Defense sucks. Offense great. Offense sucks. Defense great. And this coach can't win a Thursday night game on the road to save his life. And we know he can't win a playoff game since the 2016 season. When are the Steelers going to be great again? When are the Steelers going to say, we're the damn freaking Pittsburgh Steelers. Here we go. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. When are you going to have that again? Because right now, if you're a Steelers fan, you could say, shine by rings. Right, I got 6 rings. I'm on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right, we are the terrible towel and the steel curtain, blah, 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 blah. Your standard for almost a decade now has fallen. And you keep on dressing yourself up each and every year. 9, 10, 11, 12 wins. Oh, they're a great team. And then when push comes to shove, you aren't a great team. And you don't win when it matters. Congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals. They saved their season last night. Now they're 3-4. They play the lousy Jets next week. So they should be able to get to 4-4. But this Pittsburgh Steelers team, even in a year when the AFC, right, is anyone scared of the Bills right now? No. I know Daniel Jones is playing well, but is anyone scared of the Indianapolis Colts? No. Liam Cohen and Duval, he's 4-2. Is anyone scared of him? No. The Chiefs are 3-3. They look vulnerable. They've been vulnerable for the last 3 years. They've been to the last 3 straight Super Bowls. The Chargers are slowing down. The Broncos offense I don't love right now. Like, this is right there for the taking. I never thought I'd be making a case for the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl this year. But last night I'm looking at it and I'm saying to myself, man, maybe they could be different. And then I laughed at that opinion very quickly. You know, in the first quarter, I was like, all right, 7-0, good. Right? They extend that lead in the second quarter. But then the Bengals put up 17 points in the second quarter. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, wow. Cincinnati's now up at halftime, 17-10. Whew! Ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. How about that Joe Flacco, though? Oh, that story is unbelievable. Super Bowl MVP. You know, when I first got here to the network, I had a debate with Jim Nance. Joe Flacco got dealt to the Broncos. I was filling in for the legendary Scott Farrell. And I said to Jim Nance, Joe Flacco's washed. And he goes, Zach, how could you say that? He had no wide receivers in Baltimore. And Joe Flacco didn't play well in Denver. But the last few years, this Joe Flacco story is crazy. Like, he stunk with the Broncos, stunk with the Jets, you know, barely played with the Eagles, went back to the Jets, then was in Cleveland, and he went to the freaking playoffs in 2023. All right, then the Colts, that was when his career was over. Then he goes to Cleveland, plays the first few games of the season. They don't want him. They send him to Cincinnati. Now you know why Mike Tomlin's so annoyed at Andrew Berry. And in the last 2 weeks at Cincinnati, he's given this offense some hope. I know they lost last week, but they won this week and they saved their season. It is crazy. And the craziest thing of them all, Santa pointed this out to me. Joe Flacco's a Super Bowl champion. Joe Flacco's a Super Bowl MVP. Joe Flacco is the comeback player of the year, which this show is actually associated with that award for Joe Flacco because he came on the show and he said he doesn't want the award. Where did he come back from? You know, coming off the couch? Like, look at the career that Joe Flacco's had. Actually, outside of Eli Manning, you want to hear something crazy? Outside of Eli Manning, for quarterbacks that have intimidated me the most in my life as a Patriot fan in the postseason, it's Joe Flacco. Like, when the Patriots go play Peyton Manning, I wasn't afraid of Peyton Manning. You know, there's a bunch of other quarterbacks that obviously, like Mahomes, it was only 1 year, right? So let's not get crazy about that. But Joe Flacco just had that it factor. And do you know Joe Flacco has never made a Pro Bowl? This guy has never made a Pro Bowl. Samter said that to me before the show. He goes, how many Pro Bowls do you think Joe Flacco made? I was like, probably like 2 or 3. And, you know, for a guy that is elite, you would think, right? Elite Joe Flacco would at least have 2 or 3 Pro Bowls. And Samter goes, big fat goose egg. Big fat goose egg. Ay, ay, ay. That's kind of crazy. So Joe Flacco, Zach Taylor, you're rejoicing today. Ja'Marr Chase, you're rejoicing. T. Higgins, you're rejoicing. Chase Brown, you're like, oh, finally. And for the Pittsburgh Steeler fan, you're sitting there saying, uh-oh, here we go again. And also, ay, 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 ay. How about our pal, Andrew Filippone? The Pony Express. Those nipples are getting pierced. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about, Andrew Filippone, before the game, tweeted out, and when I saw this, I knew my bet was cooked. All right, Filippone has that hickey ability where he just gets everything wrong. And I love Filippone. Talented talk show host. Really entertaining afternoon drive in Pittsburgh. Really good dude. Very benevolent to me. But Filippone tweeted before the game, there's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bengals. And he called them the Bungles. It ain't happening. I don't know who it's the worst night for. The Steelers' defense or Andrew Filippone's nipples. What a way to toss the break. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Who needs a win this weekend in college football? We get to some teams next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's skip around the room here. We look at the college football slate this weekend, a humongous slate in college football. Let's give two picks each. We'll go one for one, though, to start. Who needs a win the most this weekend in college football? I'm going to start off with Auburn. You look around the country, James Franklin just got fired after doing a really good job at Penn State, but couldn't win the big game. Then you take a glance at Florida. It is expected that Billy Napier is going to be cut loose after this weekend, win or lose to Mississippi State. And you look at Auburn, they keep on getting talented players, but the offense keeps on being stale. And this Hugh Freeze experiment is just not working the way that you thought it was going to work. And the ironic part is they actually started off their season with a really good note up against Baylor. And then since that, all right, you beat two cupcake U schools in Ball State and South Alabama, but the game was there up against Oklahoma, you lost 24-17. The game was there up against A&M, you only scored 10 points. The game was there up against Georgia, I know the official screwed you, right? You should have got that touchdown, the quarterback Jackson Arnold crossed the plane, but you only scored on the scoreboard 10 points. And now you go up against Missouri with Eli Drinkwitz, and you take a glance at this Missouri team. We know they can run the football. We know their quarterback, he's not great, but he's solid in Bo Perbula. And I think this is the first 1-20. I really like if Missouri gets to 21 points, 21 points, do I have confidence that Auburn is going to be able to get there? Not the way that they've been playing. And you look at Missouri so far this season, they scored 61 against Central Arkansas. They scored 42 up against Kansas. They scored 52 up against Louisiana. They scored 29 up against South Carolina. They scored 42 up against UMass. Now, all these teams aren't good. I get that. But they played Alabama last week, and they still scored 24 points. So if you get into the 20s, I just don't trust that Auburn is going to get there. Because Auburn and SEC play this year 17, 10, and 10. So get to 20, and I think you should win, right, if you're Missouri. If you could get to 24, I definitely think you could win. But Auburn needs a win in a worse way, especially their coach Hugh Freeze, because if they lose this game, then you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, this is supposed to be a big year for us. We're not that anyone said we're going to the playoff, but that we could be showing that we're moving in the right direction, and we'd be sitting there at 3-4, and not that it's murderer's row the rest of the way, but you play Arkansas, Kentucky, you lose one of those games. How do you justify keeping Hugh Freeze? And you still got to play Vanderbilt and Alabama, and thankfully you got Mercer sandwich in between. But if you lose this one, I would assume that then you're going to lose to Vanderbilt. I would assume then that you're going to lose to Alabama because their offenses are better. So then that would put you at Arkansas, Kentucky, and Mercer. If you're going 6 wins this year, is anyone popping champagne over at Auburn if you're a 6 or a 7-win football team? No. I thought Hugh Freeze needed to get to 8 wins this year to keep his job. So Auburn needs a win really badly this weekend. And I'm not all that confident that they're going to get it going up against Missouri, who's coming off a loss where they played well up against Alabama. But here's the tricky part of this. I know that Auburn's a home team, and it's tough to play at Jordan-Hare. But I'm sitting there saying, why is Missouri only a 1.5-point favorite? I'll tell you this. I already bet on Missouri. So maybe this is Vegas saying, oh, Zach Gelb, you're the sucker, and I'm going to have egg on my face coming up on Saturday evening. All right, Nico, who's a team that needs a win very badly this weekend?
So I'm going to go with Tennessee. And the weird thing about Tennessee to me is when Josh Heupel first got hired, they had an average season. And then in 2022 with Hendon Hooker, they took that next step. And they won 10 games and almost made the college football playoff. Then they took a step back in 2023, got 10 wins again in 2024 with Ian Maliava, got embarrassed against Ohio State. I feel like since that 2022 season, we've been waiting for Tennessee to take that next step, and they just haven't done it yet. Like, I view this 2025 team the same way I did the 2022 team, and I think going into Alabama, getting a big road victory against Kalen DeBoer and the Crimson Tide would really put the Volunteers on the map as a legit contender this season.
So it's interesting that you bring up Tennessee, because I'm not saying your analysis is wrong. I thought last year was a very good year for them where they made the playoffs, where, okay, it's different, 12-team compared to a 14 playoff. I get that. But going into this year, I kind of said I thought that Tennessee was going to be better than what people expected because I believe in Josh Heupel, where a lot of people said, oh, they're going to fall off this year and, oh, they're going to regress. The fact that they're 5-1 right now, and I know they really haven't beat anybody, but they should have won that Georgia game. You know, you're right. They do got to have one of those moments. But if they lose this weekend, are they out of it? No, because they'd be 5-2. And you look at their schedule the rest of the way. There's not a team on the schedule the rest of the way, including this weekend, even though I think Alabama's going to win the game, that they can't beat. Like, could they go 10-2 again and make the playoff even if they lose this weekend? Yeah, they play Kentucky, Oklahoma, New Mexico State, Florida, and they play Vanderbilt. So you got 2 games that could be a flip of the coin, but who's to say that Oklahoma is definitely better than Tennessee or Vanderbilt is definitely better than Tennessee? All righty, Samter, who's your first team?
I mean, obviously, it's Arizona State. But, like, not just because I'm a homer, not just because I love the Sun Devils, but, like, this is a team who is the reigning Big 12 champion.
Okay.
Expectations through the roof. Jordan Travis is going to be a top 10 pick. Sam Levitt is good, but he hasn't quite taken that next step like we thought. And if you really think about their season, they have 2 losses. One of those games, they got blown out, but Sam Levitt didn't play. And when your quarterback is struggling and your offense doesn't move the ball, it filters down to the rest of the team. So I,
sure.
That game,
well,
at Utah.
Well, they lost a game last year when the quarterback wasn't playing,
that's
too. It, one
that's
of their
exactly
losses.
Right,
yeah.
100%. And then the other loss against Mississippi State, they were down, you know, 3 scores at the half.
Came back,
and then, you know, basically a Hail Mary 70-yard, 50-yard, you know, touchdown to a team that could barely throw the ball the entire game. So this is a team that, if you take Sam Levitt's injury out of it, they're probably 5-1 as opposed to 4-2. They're going up against Texas Tech, and Texas Tech's a top 10 team. You're at home, and this is a game where Sam Levitt's going to play. You have to win this game. Like, you have, if you lose, you're out of it. The Big 12 is loaded. Texas Tech, BYU, Cincinnati, Utah, Houston, Baylor are all 2-1 or better. And Arizona State, if they lose this game, they're out of the race for the most part. They're not going to get to the Big 12 championship game. And with 2 losses, a Big 12 team is not going to get an at-large bid. So this is a must, not a gotta-have-it, not a can't-lose. This is a must-win game for ASU.
All righty, my next team I'm rocking and rolling with, it's going to be LSU. LSU had that enormous victory in week one up against the Clemson Tigers. LSU then lost to Ole Miss. Their offense has been bad, and I mean really bad, for the entirety of the season. You're playing Vanderbilt. Diego Pavi at least has that it factor, that swagger factor, even though he ran his mouth before Alabama. And then Alabama said, yeah, you'll go turn the ball over a lot in the fourth quarter and in that game. But this is a game for Brian Kelly and LSU. You lose this one, and you're at a program where they've had three national championship winning coaches since 2000 with Nick Saban, Les Miles, Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers. Maybe go Beavers coming up in a bit. You lose this one, I think people are really going to start looking at you and saying, oh, you kind of dismissed all the offensive issues in the beginning of the year. Now they're popping back up, and they've been there all throughout the season. And you've had it going before where the offense was good and the defense wasn't. This year the defense is good and the offense wasn't. In a four-team format, all right, maybe you don't blast them for missing a college football playoff, but last year didn't make it. This year probably, I would say, not going to make it. Like, they need to find a way to get a win this weekend, because after that, it don't get any easier. Like, if you lose this, I think you're eliminated pretty much, unless if three lost teams from the SEC are just going to get in easily this year because of the change of standard. Because after that, you play A&M, you play Alabama, and you still got Oklahoma at the end of the season. So this is a massive, massive game for Brian Kelly's offense to finally get going. So I'm going to say LSU. Nico?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma, and for a similar reason as to what you just mentioned with LSU. If you look at the last five games for the Sooners, that is a loaded back end of the schedule. They're home against Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, home against Missouri, home against LSU. Five straight ranked opponents to end the year. You have to win the game against South Carolina. I know they're only 4.5-point favorites. It's on the road, but it's definitely a game that they should win, and they have to take care of business knowing what's ahead.
And how many times did I say, like, in the ACC or the Big 12, and you saw it last year where Kansas was having an off season, and then at the end of the year they would play spoiler? That's kind of the role now for South Carolina, where they have three losses. It's been disappointing. Are they capable of going on a little bit of a run and playing spoiler with that quarterback? Without question, they are. All righty, Samter, who's your team that needs a win this weekend?
Stu's not here, so I'll represent for him. Notre Dame, they lost the first two games. They're on a little bit of a win streak, but they haven't really beaten anything great since they had those two losses. But those two losses were against very good teams, and they were close games for the most part. So Notre Dame can still, with two losses, they can make the playoffs. With three losses, they can't. This is a must-win. We heard David Pollack say it. C.J. Carr is balling out right now. So at the end of the day, if C.J. Carr continues on this path, and with that 1-2 punch in the run game, and Marcus Freeman, if they can win out the rest of the way, they're playoff-bound for another year.
And I know that Chris Ash has had some problems early on. This is a huge test for Chris Ash up against Lincoln Riley, the defensive coordinator. And I know upsets could happen, and anything could happen on any given Saturday. I know we usually use that for the NFL on Sundays. This, to me, is the playoff for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame wins this game, they're sitting there at 5-2. After that, they play Boston College, who's 1-5. I know Navy is undefeated, but everyone was hyping up Navy last year when they played Notre Dame, and Notre Dame beat them pretty good. Then they play Pittsburgh, who has talent, and I know they had the upset last week, but they haven't been consistently putting it together. Fran Brown at Syracuse, he's 3-3 this season. Like, they're a solid team. And then you play Stanford at the end of the year, who's 2-4. Like, you win this game, could you have a slip-up somewhere? Sure, but I wouldn't anticipate that a slip-up would be coming. You have to win this game, though, if you are Notre Dame. All righty, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll take a break. When we come on back, we'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio with a news brief. But before we do that, Richard Ackerman, I got a serious question for you.
All right, I see if I got a serious answer for you.
Would you ever get your nipples pierced?
No.
Do you know
That's
why I
question?
Asked you that?
No.
Oh, Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express,
yes,
from Odyssey out there in Pittsburgh. He tweeted out before the game last night, there is no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bungles. It ain't happening. That tweet now has 3.3 million views. So he's got to get his nipples pierced.
Yep, looks like somebody's, I don't know what you, I was going to say undergoing the knife, going under the knife, but I don't think that's the right one.
I think they just got to do that live on the air and have him get his nipples pierced.
That's going to hurt a lot. That reminds me of Steve Carell getting the wax treatment in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
100%. So. Would you rather get your your chest wax or your nipples pierced?
I would say chest waxed. Because that's like...
It's got to hurt. I got a hairy chest. That would hurt.
They're both going to hurt, but one's temporary.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Nico, would you rather get your chest waxed or would you rather get your nipples pierced?
I think I'm going to go chest waxed too, yeah.
Samther, now you are one hairy SOB. What do you think is more painful?
I mean, you guys saw me take my shirt off the other day.
Yeah, that is true.
But that's not a sight I want to see.
I'm going to be honest, I think your nipples pierced, Samter, would be a good look for you.
I mean, I had them done before.
Could you imagine? No wonder why...
It's like Farmer Fred in The Waterboy.
No wonder why Samter sometimes he looks like he's smuggling some raisins underneath that shirt of his.
That's why we wear bulky shirts.
News brief next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
You know, going back to when I hosted Weekend Overnights here many, many years ago, there are some legendary callers to this network. I remember there was this guy, Hippie from Miami, that would used to always call me, and he would basically sound like he was on a lot of drugs. There was always this guy, Mitch in Miami, who would call me walking out of a strip club. And there was Gerald in Houston is one that I also remember. There was also someone from California. Oh, he would always call up. He still DMs me from time to time. I'm blanking on his first name. But he'd be like, oh, Cody in California. We'd be like, Zach, I'm chilling like a villain. And we would sit there as he'd be cooking something up after maybe doing something that Stu likes to partake in. And he would be calling me as he'd be making like pork nachos. And we would just go back and forth. Hey, you know who used to be an overnight caller to the show? Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports used to call in. But there's also a guy by the name of Greg in Michigan. And I've heard a lot of great phone calls. And we discovered this audio last week where Greg in Michigan was calling into Chris Cuomo's show. Not that we're going to get very political. And he goes, hey, my friends from the Infinity Sports Network, Chris, say hello. Bart Winkler and David Shepard. And then he asked some question about domestic terrorism. It was one of the funniest things that I've ever heard. And on the line with us right now, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, is a guy that could be in the Radio Calling Hall of Fame, Greg in Michigan. Hello, Gregory.
Oh, my God, Zach, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God, I love you. That was beautiful. I thank you, my friend. Oh, my God. I could cry. Oh, Zach, you are fantastic. I got to ask you. We're going crazy in Detroit mm-hmm. about what's happening with Kansas City. Am I being paranoid a little bit? Everybody against Detroit, what's going on about what happened in New York, supposedly telling the officials to overturn the call or create a call. And do you think, Zach, that they are given favoritism? What say you, my friend?
So I don't think so. I do believe that there's just a heightened awareness whenever something goes in favor of Kansas City. There's bad officiating in this league, but that one was weird to me. And thanks for the phone call, Greg. Always do appreciate it. Next time you, by the way, call into Chris Cuomo to talk about like the mayor race or something like that, you go, hey, how about this mayor race featuring your brother? You know, Zach Gelb, David Shepard, Bart Winkler, all from the Infinity Sports Network says hello. But it was weird to me the other night. Like, if I'm a Lions fan, I'd be sitting there and I would question if it's a level playing field because of the fact the touchdown happened and then out of nowhere it was like, whoop, oh, wait, New York's going to say it isn't going to count because it was a legal formation by Jared Goff because he didn't reset himself. So that's something to me that did rub me the wrong way. But I kind of lived this with my football team. When you are the team, right? Like Nico's, who's your football? The Giants, right? The Giants could have the same thing happen and they could get that in their favor and no one talks about it. But when it's the Patriots or the Chiefs, everyone talks about it. But the officiating when you're a great team, that's where the heightened awareness is always on. Because in any other game, there could be a missed call or there could be a call that goes in your favor and you could be sitting there and saying, uh-oh, they screwed us. You know, that team, they're just trying to, the fix is in. But then it happens for these inept teams, and no one really cares. Now, the Lions obviously aren't an inept team. They're a very good team. They could be going to the Super Bowl. But I heard Dan Campbell talk about it, and he just seemed so dejected by it because he felt like he got screwed. You know, I need the flag to be thrown white right away. You know, ultimately, they got it right. But how that happened on a play that's not reviewable is something that didn't sit right with me. All right, let's update some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Let's start it off. Thursday Night Football on Prime. Joe Flacco on his long run in the game.
Can you walk us through the play where somehow you did a little zone read, pulled it, and ran for 10 in the first down?
So listen, there was a handful of plays today that I was like, what is he saying? We have these formations that end in F, and I was not getting it. That one, I read off my wristband. It was correct. Jamar lined up on the ball. Noah lined up off. Jamar was supposed to be off the ball. He was supposed to counter motion and bluff that end.
Yeah.
And when he was on the ball and the play clock was running down, I was like, ah, screw it. I was just going to hand it off, but he came off the edge so damn quick. I was like, all right. I haven't done this since my probably first or second year, but I'll do it now.
Did he miss an L there when he said play clock? I heard cock-a-doodle-doo. Do me a favor. Just find that little small chunk again and just see if he emphasized or enunciated that L, because I did not hear an L in play clock. I heard play cock-a-doodle-doo. That's what I heard. So let me know when we have it, and we'll see if we can get it. All right, go ahead. Do we have it?
When he was on the ball and the play clock was running down, I was like, ah, screw it.
Didn't he say it?
When he was on the ball and the play clock was running down, I was like, ah, screw it.
Samter, I hear cock-a-doodle-doo, right?
I mean, it could be a silent L.
Hey, I don't think that's the way that it's supposed to be said. What was that stuff that we had the other day? Lotte?
Oh, elote.
Yeah. Yes. And we got told, oh, you're not supposed to enunciate the E.
Just well, no, lote. You do. It's not elote. It's elote.
Oh, elote.
Yes.
And we were saying it elote. Anyway, here is there was a flea flicker in the game that didn't work. Aaron Rodgers looked livid. Aaron Rodgers on the failed flea flicker.
Flea flicker, was there a miscommunication there or something?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker. Yeah, we were on the same page.
So Aaron Rodgers says it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker. Mike Tomlin has a different opinion.
Any pocket of the game, you can isolate and, you know, have judgment. So we don't worry about that. I thought we ran the ball effectively, largely, over the course of the game. It was.
Let's get to Micah Parsons. He was on the Cowboys. I think he grew up as an Eagles fan. or at one point wanted to play for the Eagles, then gets traded to the Green Bay Packers. Well, I guess he doesn't like the Eagles still. He rips the tush push.
If you ask the Eagles offensive players, probably say that's the best thing we're doing on offense right now. Like, it's the most consistent thing they got. Like, but, you know, that might come and bite me one day. But it is what it is. Like, I hate that play. Like, the whole league hates that play. Like, I don't think you'll find one defensive player in the league that's like, oh, yeah, go tush push. Like, we got to learn how to stop it. You can't stop it if they're leaving early. Like, it's impossible. Like, it's an unfair advantage. Like, you got 320-pound momentum coming early on the play. Like, whatever. But got to find a way.
I thought it was funny last night when they were running some version of the tush push in the Steelers-Bengals game. They actually did call the false start when they never call it against the Philadelphia Eagles. But that's Micah Parsons, right? I know he put a tweet out during Thursday Night Football last week when it was Giants and Eagles, and then this is the moment to kind of follow up on it, but he always comments about issues that really have nothing to do with him. Kirby Hocutt over at Texas Tech, their athletic director, he announces a new policy that the Big 12 is implementing about their fans throwing tortillas onto the field.
The commissioner, at his discretion, changed the policy going forward. So beginning this week, here is the policy. The first time a tortilla is thrown on the field, there's a PA announcement that's required as a warning. The second time a tortilla is thrown on the field, it's not the field, it's the playing enclosure. So even if it hits the sideline, if it hits behind the end zone, if it's in the playing enclosure, that second strike, it's a 15-yard penalty and a $100,000 fine. So the stakes just got a lot higher, a lot quicker on Saturday afternoons. So Red Raider Nation, which all of us are a part of, all of us are responsible for the two 15-yard penalties that we've received.
And let's hear Patrick Mahomes and the banning of the tortillas.
I love the tortillas and throwing the tortillas and doing that at the first kickoff is awesome. But whenever it hurts the team, you don't want to do that. But I love the passionate fan base that the Red Raiders have, and I love how the Red Raiders are playing football right now. And so just keep it to not getting penalties on game day that could hurt the team, and then go out there and continue to win football games.
So you get one tortilla launch a game, and then it's a warning. Then after that, it's a 15-yard penalty. Oh yeah, yeah, yes, Samter.
Here's what I would do if I'm on a way team or way fan. I wait for them to do the first one, and then I just throw a tortilla onto the field, and then the home crowd gets penalized.
That's actually a very good point. That is a snaky idea by Michael Samter. That's a good one by you.
I'm a snaky kind of guy.
By the way, also legendary overnight callers to this network, Red in Georgia. He was always a classic too. Red in Georgia was one of my favorites. I'm sure there's a lot that I'm missing, so if I didn't name you. It's like when you're thanking people or you're eulogizing someone. You're always afraid that you're going to miss someone. I'm sure that I missed some people there. It's time to ask the pros. You, the listener, gets asked this question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sports Center, at Zach Gelbies, and hashtag Ask the Pros. If you're listening later in the show, we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low price and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.